This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. You know what I just realized? This is the day I got married, thousands of years ago. Just looked at the calendar and thought, oh, I know why that looks familiar. I actually did something and I haven't decided. Well, I mean, I did it sort of on the spur of the moment, one of those unthinking things a little bit. And I just sent him off an email, and we are really in touch with one another. The divorce was not particularly amicable, but a long time has gone by, and so I mean, I don't really bear him any ill will. I'm just as glad I'm not married to him anymore. So I sent him off an email saying happy anniversary. We'll see. I mean, we do have a kid in common, so. I mean, that would be a good question, wouldn't it? Is what kind of relationship do you have with your ex? Should we put that on Facebook?
Yeah.
What kind of relationship do you have with your ex? Do you guys remember anniversaries?
I have no relationship with my ex whatsoever.
None. I mean,
we didn't have kids either, so.
Yeah, really, I think that it's a lot easier to walk away when there are no kids, with their kids. I mean, even if, how long were you weren't married for very long though, were you?
No, we were married for I want to say about 8 months before we split.
But
we were together for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, in some ways, your split was probably almost like a split from dating.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. People have dated for longer than 8 months, but so no contact whatsoever, huh?
Nope.
Yeah.
There has been since we split, but not we're. We're not sending each other birthday or Christmas cards or anything like that.
No, we don't do that either. But this was just our anniversary, so I sent off an email. Hopefully. I mean, the thing about an email is you can't read. You know, and I have to remember that because everybody texts, which, I mean, texting is easy and it's kind of fun and it's you don't have to use as many words as in an email. But they have the same thing in common, which is you can't tell nuance. And I have this sense every once in a while that my sense of humor is not necessarily, people assume I'm being sarcastic, and I'm not sarcastic. I mean, it's just not one of the tools that I employ, and I have the feeling every once in a while that people are assuming that I was being sarcastic, and I actually wasn't. So, and that fits in with the fact it's National Donald Duck Day. So, I don't know exactly what that means. What does National Earl Day mean? Like
no
the
idea.
Duke of Earl?
No clue.
Okay. All right. On this day in 1650, the Harvard Corporation, which is the more powerful of two administrative boards of Harvard. Isn't that interesting that they would have two administrative boards and one would be more powerful? Do you think that's interesting?
Yeah.
They were fighting even then in 1650. It's the first legal corporation in America, in the Americas, 1650. And that whole controversy about corporations being called people. And supposedly it had to do with slavery, but it's being widely, I mean, it's in terms of tax structure, in terms of rights, it's certainly being, I would say misused. I don't know if everybody would agree with that, but this day in 1934, Donald Duck makes his debut in The Wise Little Hen, and Manny and I had a discussion and decided that neither of us knew how to do a very good Donald Duck impression, so we were just going to let this go. Now, if you're one of those people who feel that your Donald Duck impression is spot on, then you can call the program, 855-993-7569, because we both decided we were going to pass, and which was a very good decision for both of us, I think. On a much more somber note, in 1968, LBJ declared a national day of mourning following the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. Which is sort of interesting because they were not exactly bosom buddies. They did not really like each other very much. But still, in 1973, Secretariat wins the U.S. Triple Crown. So there, that was kind of cool. They did a movie about Secretariat.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Everybody loves horse racing. In fact, I had some out-of-town company, and they took me to introduce some friends of theirs, and for some reason we started talking about movies. And they had just seen, I think it's on Netflix, had just seen Dark Horse. And so they were really impressed, Manny, that we had interviewed her. They said, you interviewed the barmaid from Scotland? I said, she's from Wales. So, so we can impress. Are you able to sort of dazzle people with that kind of thing or not? Are your friends so dark? I was surprised they even knew about the movie.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. And then the people that they introduced me to who were lovely are art fans. And so they had been impressed that I'd seen a documentary about Hesse, which was a young woman who was, I think she was German, who died of a brain tumor in her 30s. But she had, what I remember most about the movie, other than the fact that she was very iconoclastic, is that she had a show at the Guggenheim. And the Guggenheim is the famous museum with the spiral interior staircase. And they hung things from the ceiling because she did a lot of string work. So they were impressed. So I was able to impress people for no particular reason because I know a lot about documentaries. Listen, whatever it takes. The news today... Bernie isn't pulling out. He's decided he's at least another week, even though he had a discussion at the White House today. Obama was here, was in New York yesterday, which nobody knew about until traffic got really snarly. And whenever traffic is incredibly impossible, it often means that the president is here, and that's what happened. I thought it was because there was increased terror alert because of the bombings in Tel Aviv. I was in Tel Aviv, just about a year ago at this time. So my mom was right. She was the one who said, I don't want you to go. It's too dangerous. And I said, oh, Mom, for the 10 days I'm there, I'm going to be the safest person on the planet. But even when I was there, there were bombings the day after I was a place, but not when I was there. You know, it's the thing about terrorism, it's not about blowing people up. It's not about car bombs. It's not about shooting people. It's about scaring the living daylights out of people. And you have to be in exactly the wrong place at the wrong time. It's something that if we just sort of ignore these guys, which I know you can't completely, but sort of went about our daily lives, which is what Israelis are really good at doing. And I was thinking about it, I suppose, because it was just about a year ago, that when I dealt with the people who had been victims of terrorism, what we talked about was how do you get over fear. And for me, it's just, you decide that the odds are in your favor. And the joke, which I should probably be very careful about telling, is, and it's an old joke about somebody who was on a plane and at some point they were carrying their own explosive device. And somebody said, wow, that's really, why are you doing that? And he said, well, because the possibility of two of them on the same plane is pretty remote. And I actually ascribe to that or subscribe to that philosophy a bit because I was on... TWA, 800 or something, the day after Lockerbie? Because I figured it was the safest place in the world. It actually wasn't. I didn't make the reservation, but I was on it, and people said, Martin, are you afraid to fly? And I said, no. The odds of 2 in 24 hours is not very high. And that's the whole point, is the odds are in your favor. So being afraid is not a very productive or even logical thing to do. I know. The problem is that our emotions are not logical. The news today is one of those. It's not a good news day. I'm trying to see if there was any good news. No. there's one. All right. Two guys allegedly tried to rob a French McDonald's, but an off-duty Special Forces unit was eating outside. A unit. So that was good, but it wasn't. It's not in the United States. Here's something much more characteristic of the United States. A judge who was censured for having sex with two women in his chambers won re-election in Orange County. I guess they figured. I don't know what they figured.
What a country we live in.
Yeah, exactly. Bottled water is about to beat soda as the most consumed beverage. That's probably pretty good news. I'll tell you, there's some a little bit more upsetting news, but we'll talk about what's going on in your life as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. I think one of the... There's some news events that that sort of caught my eye. The first is, which I've actually, I've done, this has happened before, authorities responding to the police have responded, and they went to the wrong house and shot the owner.
God.
In the wrong house. You know, I know that that's happened a number of times. I don't know how frequently. But it's one of the issues that I think police departments are dealing with on a national basis is the changing role or the changing perception of police departments and from to protect and serve to paramilitary. And this is going to be another example of police departments really needing to revisit their public persona and their own version and view of themselves with respect to the public. There's always been the us versus them and the thin blue line, but it's really reached probably as epidemic a proportion as it has in the last 50 years. It was sort of like this in the 60s as well, but hadn't been, I don't think, like to this degree for a long time. And then we throw the racism in as well. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm okay.
What can I help you with?
I'm a long-time listener.
Great.
And my mom just turned 83.
Okay.
And she just found out that she has a heart valve that leaks very badly. And okay. There's really nothing they can do because the procedure is too risky. And so it's very troubling, you know, for her to face this and for me.
Sure. What kind of, I hear what you're saying. What kind of symptoms is she experiencing?
She's asymptomatic, which her doctor thinks it's a miracle that she is this way.
So how did they discover the leaky valve? Just a routine physical?
No, she's always had heart issues, and she had a new valve about 7 or 8 years ago, but it was a larger valve, and this is a micro valve. Mm-hmm. And just because she's always, you know, on top of her game with regards to her health. I mean, she really is. And so this is just how it's played out. And so, but, you know, this is new. I mean, for anyone to face this.
All right, first of all, do you live in a big city?
Yeah, Detroit.
Okay. Is her cardiologist at a large teaching hospital and medical center kind of place?
No, I think he's kind of independent, and he remains that way because he doesn't want to be.
Okay, but let's get a second opinion, and let's go to a place that is a teaching hospital, which is going to do state-of-the-art stuff, and I would certainly get a second opinion. I mean, the good news about it is, sounds like she's healthy. The good news about it is that it's asymptomatic. It sounds like the good news about it is it was almost discovered accidentally. And so it may be something that she will live out her existence and be fine. I mean, or be asymptomatic, which is the point. But before I would just let go of the notion that there's anything that can be done, I'd want a clarification, and so I would definitely find a second opinion. And as long as you're going for a second opinion, I would go to a place that is very up-to-date on things, which is not to say a private practitioner is not. But if you were living in some obscure place where it was very hard to get up-to-date medical care, that's one thing. Because what you may be talking about is something extraordinary, a new procedure, and there are things going on all of the time. And the reason that I'm so aware of this is really severalfold. One is because I went to medical school. And one is because I just have gone through, for the last couple of years, a serious medical dilemma with a very good friend. And when she got extraordinary treatment, it prolonged her life by a full 2 years. So I would say at this moment, get a second opinion. And if that is contradictory, I would get a third opinion. But at this point, you're talking about another doctor's visit and potentially some different approach. I will also tell you something which is not an anti-doctor thing at all, because I'm not anti-doctors. But at one point, it may even have been for insurance. I don't even remember. I had a physical. And they hooked me up to an EKG machine and ripped it off and said, oh my goodness, you have bradycardia, which is slow heart rate. You've had a silent heart attack. And my family has a history of heart disease, although longevity, but heart disease as well. So my first thought was, this is ridiculous. I'm asymptomatic. I work out every day. My weight is slightly under where it should be, and I'm perfectly healthy. And then, you know, then I got scared and thought, okay, you're going to die. So I made an appointment with a cardiologist, and they gave me my EKG. They gave me the printout. So I took it in, and I said, you know, I'm a referral here. This is what they said. And she looked at it. She said, you're a jock, aren't you? And I said, well, I'm not a jock, but I work out a lot. She said, EKGs are set up for men, not women, and set up for sedentary men. So this is a perfectly normal EKG, but as long as you're here, let's run you through all the tests. They couldn't get me stressed enough to stop talking. And they said, well, we'll check for mitral valve prolapse, because one out of every three women has it. I was perfectly fine. The point being that the initial diagnosis was based on criteria that had nothing to do with me. And when I went to a specialist, they said, there's literally nothing here to worry about, and to make sure, they ran me through every test they could. So don't you live in kind of an enlightened era of medicine. You live in a big city. Go to the teaching hospital, find out the head of cardiology, take your mom, her medical history, which you can get from her current doctor, and just get a second opinion. And ask, not only are there any treatment modalities, but how severe is it? If there's anything she could do, are there any limitations? And what's the expected prognosis? And she should, if she's probably got pretty good insurance. And so at this moment, be proactive and just get more information. Because I think you're trying to make that, because at this moment, there's nothing you can do except worry. And right. That's not helpful. It's not helpful to you. It's not helpful to her. It's like my story about my aunt, where they told her 20 years ago or something that she had Alzheimer's, when there was nothing to be done about it except to make her really unhappy. But we're living in a more enlightened and a more proactive medical environment than we were then, with respect to Alzheimer's and with respect to cancer and with respect to essentially everything, including a leaky valve. So I would call up somebody today. Get a referral if you need one from your current cardiologist, but find out who the head of cardiology is at the teaching hospital.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I you know, I understand. Because if there's one thing I learned from you is that taking an active role in anything is empowering, and that is something I learned from you. I truly have learned that from you.
Well, thank you. I feel very, very blessed that you have, and I think you're absolutely right. And do get back to me and let me know, all right? But get some phone calls. All righty?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. 855-993-7569. I'd love for feedback. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinic, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I think Mike's point is very well taken, that doing something almost always feels better than doing nothing. Not exclusively, and I think part of the difference is that people who tend to be impulsive may need to slowly count to 10, but for people who feel that that they're trapped, certainly one of the ways of feeling less trapped, less a victim, is to do something. What you want to do is figure out how to move you in the right direction. Okay, speaking of which, about 5 years ago, there was a study out that said people were doing more, being paid less, and were more unhappy with their jobs, but they were afraid to leave because they figured that there was no other job. And then about 3 years ago, people felt that the job market had kind of loosened up a bit, that unemployment was much lower than it had been for a long time. But there's a new study out that says Nearly half of unemployed Americans have quit looking for work. And the numbers are even worse for long-term joblessness. 59% of those who've been out of work for 2 years or more say they've stopped looking. 43% of the jobless say they have given up, according to a poll released in conjunction with Express Employment Professionals Job Placement Service. Now, understand that Express Employment Professionals is very likely going to be working with people who are in upper management, which may mean that they've stopped looking because they're close to retirement age and things of that sort. So you have to be a little careful about who's asking what questions of what population. Government report showed unemployment rate fell to 4.7 in May, but the drop came primarily because of a sharp decline in the labor force participation rate. The number of people of all ages whom the government considers not in the labor force swelled by 664,000 to a record 94.7 million Americans. Job creation, after averaging more than $200,000 for much of the recovery, has slowed this year. May saw just 38,000 new jobs, part of a trend which payrolls have grown an average of 116,000 over the past 3 months and less than 150,000 for all of 2016. The greatest concentration of unemployment is in the 18 to 29-year age group, which comprises a third of all the jobless. And so they're saying that the 60-plus, I mean, there's the 18 to 29 is like half again more than anybody else, although the next highest group is 30 to 39. And then for some reason, 40 to 49 is a little bit less, and then it bumps up a little bit more at 50 to 59. And the lowest group, just right around 10%, is 60s. 83% say economic benefits are screwed. That was a Freudian slip. Skewed to the rich. 66% say they don't apply for minimum wage jobs because the pay is too low. Okay, now that's something. See, you can see that if you put that into the equation, you're talking about 18 to 29-year-olds of the largest group of people, and they don't want to take a minimum wage job because the pay is too low. Well, what did all of us do at 18 to 29? We took minimum paid jobs, which paid crappy, but we knew we were starting. The unemployed spend 11 hours a week looking for work. More than half said they haven't had a job interview. If they're spending 11 hours out of 168, that's basically maybe a day and a half, 2 days looking for work. So the point being that the overall picture is fairly grim. But if you look at it, it also talks about some other things that we've been talking about, which is student loans, kids living at home with their parents more, sense of entitlement, not wanting to take low-paying jobs. And if you talk to anybody who's hiring these days, I mean, I don't know how much you are involved in the hiring process, but I know a number of people who are looking for assistants or what we used to call secretaries, basically entry-level positions, and they're almost impossible to find because people just want to be paid more. They want to start at a higher level. And so finding people that you can promote through the system is getting more and more difficult because people just won't take those jobs. So it's a little more complicated than the statistics would actually reflect. But I thought one of the things that we had been talking about or had sort of asked you guys about is getting fired, because that's the other part of it. Sometimes you're unemployed because you haven't performed well or your company downsized or whatever. So, Manny, have you ever been fired?
Yeah. I mean, I've been laid off. I've had my position eliminated at a previous job, but never.
Manny, I can't hear you very well. Are you close to the mic?
I'm right here.
There, that's better. Okay.
So I've never been fired, per se. I mean, I've been laid off and let go because of financial reasons at places, but or actually
that's
just
a little
just,
different.
Just,
but you've never actually been fired where they actually put somebody else in your position,
right? No, that's never happened.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've been fired. I was fired once as an engineer, and I was fired once as a broadcaster, and basically for the same reasons that I was not. That I was not compliant with sexual overtures, which is sort of I don't know a whole lot of women who haven't had that experience at some point. And something that women really tend not to talk about, because you're viewed, it's really interesting, you're viewed as kind of a whiner if you are, but I don't know, when women get together, when there aren't men around, it's something that's happened to an awful lot of women, especially those of us who've been working for a long time. I don't think it's nearly as prevalent now as it used to be, but it hasn't completely evaporated. But someone has said, you know, you're nobody until you haven't been fired at least once for some reason. And my whole thing, well, I suppose that the third time was a political thing, and it's the thing I'm probably most proud of in my entire career, even though it was incredibly painful. If you're going to get fired for something. As opposed to some yahoo thinking he can sort of decide because he pays your paycheck that he can kind of decide where you're going to sleep at night. So,
yeah.
But if you're going to get fired, so I've been fired, I guess, three times in my career, twice as a broadcaster, once as an engineer. And the third time was the thing I'm probably, to my dying day, was probably be most proud of. And because it was also as close to a public eulogy as I'll ever get, and I assume, because presumably if there's a real eulogy, I'm not going to be around to hear it. But this one, and if I had it to do all over again, I would really hope like crazy I would do exactly the same thing. Because it was not easy, it was not fun, but you pace your money, you take your chances, you know what you're doing, and not everybody's going to like it, and that's okay. So... All right, let's see what other people said about getting fired.
Fifi says, for being too young to work, 16.
Why did they hire you to begin with? But they probably hired you and then they wanted your Social Security card. Except now you can get Social Security cards before 16. It used to be you had to be 16.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, that I guarantee that time will take care of that. What else?
Francis says... yes, I was fairly new on the job, a few months. Every few months, everyone had to stay late to do, in quotes, she says, confirms. This was a brokerage firm on Wall Street. I was not aware of the protocol. Everyone went out for dinner and drinks at 5 and then came back to do the confirms. I just stayed at 5, finished what I thought was my job, and went home. Little did I know that I was not politically correct and would lose my job for leaving before all the work was done. I thought we were only responsible for our share of the work.
Well, that falls into the team player phenomenon, I suppose. Yeah, it sounds like somebody really didn't do a very good job of tuning you in. So that's, I mean, from their point of view, you were letting down the team. From your point of view, they should have told you. I mean, how are you supposed to know that?
Yeah.
And it does bring up the point that every organization has a formal and an informal structure. And the formal is what they tell you. The informal is what actually works. And so if you're taking a new job, make sure that you find somebody to clue you in about the informal structure, because that's the stuff that can really trip you up. In this particular case, the idea is, everybody knows. How come you didn't know? Well, because nobody told you. So make sure you ask, and every job, I guarantee you, regardless of what it is, has a formal and an informal structure. You got to find somebody who'll tell you about the informal structure. And sometimes human resources will. Often they will not, because it's informal and it's everybody knows it. And sometimes, I'm not implying necessarily that it's illegal or even immoral or either or both, but it is unspoken quite often. So make somebody tell you. Because otherwise things like this can happen. Okay, what else you got? I guess we'll take a break and we'll come back and not fire you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Wait, we're talking about that icky thing about getting fired. And we've had calls about it on the air. And my whole thing, let me just give a little overview and then we'll deal with the rest of the Facebook responses. As I said, that there's a whole school of thought that says you're really not anybody until you've been fired at least once. So, and to say don't take it personally is almost impossible and irrelevant. But let me just tell you a couple of things about getting fired. Beware the exit interview. There is the human tendency of throwing the gauntlet down, thinking, to hell with them, they fired me, I'm going to tell them what I really think. Resist the temptation, sweetie pies. Don't do it. The world is a small place, and keep your own counsel, that people have been known to rethink something, to go to other jobs. Maybe you just weren't either appropriate for that job, or you weren't old enough to handle it, as one of our respondents has said. So beware the exit interview. Keep your cool, keep your class, keep your mouth shut. If they're saying to you, it's not really your fault, or we're downsizing, ask for a letter of recommendation to whom it may concern. Because the person who's firing you is not happy about it, I guarantee you, no matter how much you dislike them. Nobody likes firing anybody. Their stomach hurts. So ask for a letter of recommendation to whom it concerns at that moment. And if you can possibly take it with you, that's a great idea, because they feel guiltier at that moment than they will ever feel again. And if you have it, then you don't have to go back to somebody for a referral later on. And who knows what they will think 2 months or 2 weeks or 2 days down the line. So, and if there are other people in your office who think highly of you, ask them for a letter of recommendation. Do it at the time. But so that's a valuable thing to do in an exit interview, to ask people how you could have improved your performance. And you may think, well, why bother? They just fired me. Because you're going to get another job at some point, and it may take some of the sting out of it to understand that you just needed to be a better typist, or that somebody objected to the fact that you had a loud voice. Who knows? But the more information you have, the less personally you're likely to take it, the less you're going to feel it's just a major rejection. So ask for details, ask for a letter of recommendation, and resist the temptation to unload, because it will not help you at all, I guarantee. Okay, let's see what other people's firing experience has been.
Dana says, no, I've never been fired, but I did tell my boss once that if I was him, I would fire me for my attitude. His reply was, don't think I haven't thought of it, but the other owner doesn't want to pay out more money for the unemployment insurance. I know I was a valued employee, but I was bored with the job, so 2 weeks later, I quit.
It looks like you're looking to get fired.
Yeah.
That's a new approach. Gee, if I were you, I'd fire me. They agreed with you. Okay, well, an interesting job strategy. Not necessarily recommended across the board. All right, what else we got?
And then the last one here from Paul is, I called in sick, went to the beach, and got fired. 3 days later, they asked me to come back. I told them I was still at the beach, and I'd come back in a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys, when you look up Moxie in the dictionary, all of your little faces pop up all at the same time.
Yeah.
Either that or they have rich parents or something. Wow. Very impressive.
There you go.
There are a number of stories of people who've called in sick and gone to the beach, and there was a news camera there that was, and so that their little sunburned face was up on the screen. And if you're going to call in sick and go to the beach, do not get a sunburn. Make sure you have sunblock on them. That's really stupid.
Well, nowadays too, you have people with
cell phones,
with social media now, with like Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. People will call in sick to work, and then they'll like tag themselves in a, you know, at a concert or something later on that day, and they forget that they're like Facebook friends with their boss, and that's how they get them.
Yeah, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it?
Right. Yeah.
Good point. Right. I tell you, this is my No Good Deed Goes Unpunished story, part two. I mentioned the one about the woman in the screening who decided that her ankle was falling off. Well, and I told the people at the time, because they were friends, that I thought she was going to be trouble. And, of course, she's suing the screening room. So the insurance company has called me several times. And I'm thinking, you know, why do I get involved in this? And the answer is because you can. So I was walking with some people that I just met last night on a sidewalk. And there was this young kid, he was maybe 18 or 19, who had this really cute puppy that he was struggling with. And I mean, you noticed the kid because the dog was so cute. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, he's got something in his mouth. And I said, that's not the way to do it, because the dog thought the kid was playing. So I said, you hold the leash. This is how you do it. And I said, you have to hold him tight. grab his lower jaw and move his upper jaw away. The dog had a piece of glass that was the size of a dime in his mouth, maybe even a nickel. I mean, it was big. This is a little puppy. If that dog had swallowed that, first of all, it was going to chew up the inside of his mouth. And if he swallowed it, I mean, it could perforate his esophagus or his stomach. It was a mess. So I said, all right, this is how you do it. And got the glass out. It was a big chunk of glass. And then the dog grabs a cigarette that's on the sidewalk. Nicotine is very poisonous, especially for small it's children. Every once in a while will eat somebody's ashtray, and it's poison. So the dog is now deciding, I'm playing. So it was a cute puppy. And the people I was with, two of the people I knew, two of the people I just met, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. And they said, is there anything you're not able to help people with? So I said, oh, great, they're probably going to sue me as well. So this is my no good deed goes unpunished sort of theory of life. But, that I mean, it was this huge chunk of glass. And this kid, the kid had no more sense about how to get this out of the dog's mouth than to fly. And because the dog was playful, it was about to swallow the glass. So that's my second good deed for the day. So hopefully there will be some good karma coming my way because I have done one good deed from which I'm being roundly punished by the insurance company. And they said, could we have your address? And I said, no. And they said, well, what if we wanted to verify we talked to you? I said, well, I will send you a note saying that we've talked. But no, you can't have my address. That's all I need. That they'll put it in the note with the person who's suing them, and she'll come and slap me to the curb. All righty, 855-993-7569. Do be careful with small children and small animals. And because it's called pica, especially when they're teething, they put everything in their mouth. And every year, kids are poisoned and puppies die because they're not sensible about what they put in their mouth. So you know, if you have a small child around, you should have some Ipecac around, which you can buy at the drugstore or you can buy it online, which induces vomiting. So you have to be careful about when you use it. But be careful about things like solvents and decorative berries. Most berries that are red, which are what attract kids and animals, are poisonous. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.